Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. It has been a very productive week on the KZN coastal side. As for the freshwater, well, we got a hint of that heat wave coming through, so time to start getting those rain boots out. And as for me personally, well, I've had my mind blown away with the new tackle that's coming our way. Guys, last weekend was the SAFTAD, well, that's our South African Tackle Trade Show, and it was absolutely phenomenal to see the R&D that has come through from all these major brands, especially from our guys at the Kingfisher. Gilbert Foxcroft is an absolute legend. So make sure to check out our TikTok and YouTube channels. We've got some shorts on these where he's talking about some of these amazing rods and reels that are out right now. So guys, we are going to get into all of that later on in various other shows. For now, we are talking KZN Fishing Report. So what has been happening over this past week? Well, it has been actually rather fantastic. We know August brings in these windier conditions, but the guys are still getting out there. They're still finding the fish, when they have a gap to get in. And Jesse, later on in the show, is going to tell us all about fishing those windy conditions up on the North Coast. But for now, here's a taste of what you can expect in this week's show. Starting off on your offshore side, well, the focus has been on the garrick, snook, and bottom fishing. And that has been really producing the goods, guys. The keelback are out here. If you're on the rock and surf side and looking at what's going on, well, we are heading towards more summer patterns, but there's still a fair amount of those winter edibles, and those windy conditions do make it a little bit tricky, but go and fish those gullies, guys. Scratching species are massive right now. And if you are fishing at night, well, Gary's going to tell you about some real treats happening in Warner Beach. As for the freshwater, well, like I said earlier, time to get those rain boots out. The heat wave is hitting up there, and we're about a week away from the river season, and that water is looking a little bit low. However, scaly action is in full bloom at the moment, and the highlight is Albert Falls that's happening this week, the Albert Falls Bass Classic. Yours truly is planning on getting out there straight after this podcast to bring you the latest scoop of what's been going down. From what I've heard, there are already 150 boats participating, so it's bound to be an epic weekend. Now we're going to get into all of this as we usually do, but before we do, special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher, because none of this could be made possible without them.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, I'm telling you, they talk about their products. You are going to be really blown away. I was honestly jaw-dropped when I had seen what they have done and the new innovations that are coming through from them. So, yeah, you know, check it out on our social media channels, and also go into the stores, ask them what's new, and they will blow your mind the way they did mine. Now, let's get into this week's fishing report, starting off down the South Coast, as we always do, with our South Coast guru, Adam. And Adam is talking about some great fishing that happened throughout the week. However, this weekend is looking a bit windy, a bit wet, but there will still be areas to fish. Guys, here's Adam from the South Coast.
G'day Vinesh and fellow anglers. I trust that as usual, all is well in the fishing community. So we've had a few sort of mixed bag days down on the lower coast, with some good fish on one day and a few less on the next. So I do kind of think that the sea conditions have been a big part to play in that, as we've had a bit of a big swell at the moment down the lower coast, and sea conditions, I wouldn't say have been great, and I wouldn't say they've been bad. I mean, even in the brown water, the guys have been picking up a lot of shad. They have, however, the last few days sort of dropped off, Vinesh. So that being said, a couple of decent fish coming out in the past sort of day or two. We've had some shad, garrick, cob, bronze bream again at least, and loads of carantines and peckers, and plenty of blue skates to keep the guys and girls entertained. The shad have slowed down, as I said earlier, somewhat, with a few spots doing a bit better than others. The block in Port Shepstone, Station Bay, which is nice to see a few shad popping up there, which is a little bit further south of the block. Sea Park further north, and Mzumbi getting some shad this week. We had a Garrick at Sandspit, a beautiful cob off Margaret Pier by Gordon on a live bait, and a tank of a yellow betty from Reese down south. So well done on those catches, guys. Absolutely beautiful to see some nice fish popping up. Also, Trafalgar being a bit quiet, heading further south, but Munster has definitely been picking up the slack there with some really, really good rockfish popping up there. Port Edward and Portsea a bit further south, it has been a bit sort of better or good, if you want to call it, with a mix of decent eds and non-eds. That being said though, Vinesh, this upcoming weekend, the weather doesn't look too great, particularly on Sunday again. The weekend does hold some maybe decent fishing on Friday. We've got a predominant northeaster in the early afternoon, blowing at around 20 k's per hour. Plus, Saturday, a southwester blowing a bit stronger, with Sunday, the southwester absolutely pumping and the sea kicking up to 5 meters. Friday and Saturday, the swell does start off at around 2 meters, working its way up to Sunday with a 15-second gap. So really big groundswell around. I do predict quite a lot of sand in these gullies and sort of bay areas that we tend to like to fish in for our rockfish. Sunday will definitely be out of the question. There's no doubt about it. But Friday and parts of Saturday, you might be able to wet a line or two. You know, heading a little bit sort of further south, south, I see Port St. John's, the guys are getting some Garrick and also some cob. However, the jiggers, as we all know them as now recently, are still doing their damage down there, particularly with the Garrick. So that is definitely a bit of a problem. It's a topic up for debate that you can be talking about till you're blue in the face. So yeah, but good to see a bit of cob and a bit of Garrick coming out there by the anglers that are responsible. So very, very nice there. I would also say that deep sea things have been a bit sort of up and down. The guys have been getting some decent sort of bottom fish here and there, but however, the sharks still definitely you know, taking their taxes down in the deep. We've had a marlin also popping up by Chris on Sosumi Charter, so really nice in the catch and release there. So yeah, it's been a bit sort of up and down deep sea wise. I know the guys have been seeing quite a lot of rubbish pushing down from Durban side out on the ocean. We had the tuna bonanza recent, and the guys were all complaining that there were buckets and bins and tree stumps and all sorts out there. So yeah, the pollution definitely paying its part in terms of the rock and surf fishing, and also maybe even the deep sea fishing. It could be that, or it could be a number of things. But Vinesh, it's not a topic we're going to be getting into right now. So definitely, you know, it's fishing has been sort of mixed bag as we coming to know the South Coast, licorice, all sorts. I know the guys bass fishing have been picking up some really big slabs of some bass. There's been a decent amount of carp popping up at Lake Eland again. So really nice to see something different and to report about as well, Vinesh. So yeah, I would say, look, this weekend's not going to be too great in terms of fishing weather. It might change, hopefully it does, but look, if things are going to pan out the way that the apps are saying they are going to, maybe head to your rivers, your sheltered bays, or even your dams. It might be something different to do, guys. As I've said in the past, we are heading into August, which is our windiest month down on the lower coast. August, September, you know, you're only getting a day or two to get out there, as we've known, you know, forever down on the lower coast. So let's see what happens though. But otherwise, guys, please stay safe out there. Remember your bag limits and also your sizes and your permits. And let's see those catches. Vinesh, take care.
Thank you, Adam. A fantastic week of fishing that has happened, and you know what, really raised some curiosity as to how this weekend is going to be. Now, guys, if you want to see some of these catches Adam was talking about, it's on our YouTube channel, as well as what those water conditions are like. So go and check it out. Adam, thank you so much for providing us with this content. Absolutely fantastic stuff, especially that what's been going on in Port St. John's at the moment. Now, moving on down to Warner Beach, guys, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher, and Gary is a lot more excited than he was last week. Here is his report of what's been going on.
Good evening, chaps. It's Gary, the Kingfisher of Warner Beach. Good evening to you all. Yeah, the fish turned on this week, eh? This with a bit of shad and then, you know, the Garrick. At times, the shad have sort of been here and there and difficult to get, but the guys with the Caro seem to be getting good pulls as well. On them. A few have come out on whole side as well, along the beaches. Most of the action though on the outcrops and the beaches between them. Good number of stumpies, a couple of good sized doggers. So it's all in full swing, and let's hope the weather plays ball now and gives us a gap. But it's nice to see the fish turning on like this. Remember your limits in that, chaps, eh? The real angler, the true angler, is always the chap who'll take a couple. I'm talking about big fish now, and sometimes you just put the others back, you know. If you really don't need them, you know. Something that needs to be done more, I think, especially with the pressure on fish these days. Yeah, let's go. Let's have a good week, and tight lines to you all. And until next week, then, go well.
Thank you, Gary. Yes, they have certainly been turned on. And as Gary said, guys, respect those bag and size limits. Only take exactly what you need. Now let's move on down to Durban, where the fishing is absolutely fantastic, as it always is recently. Guys, those edibles are still on the bite. And there's been a few non-eds, but Mike E.V. is going to be telling us all about that. And Brad is going to talk about the heelback that's been turned on. Guys, this is our report of Durban.
How's it, bud? I hope you guys are all well. Everything's all right. Yeah, it's been a good week in fishing. There's been a lot of edibles around. The guys have been getting some lovely Cape stumpies and silvers, as they're known. There's been quite a few stumpies in the mix as well. I saw a good couple on the weekend, over 2 kilos. Some lovely grunter as well. The guys have been getting a lot of shad on the coast, or an all good shad. Very, very few undersized ones, all good shad. Garrick, as we all know, around, Cobber around. So on the edible side, the fishing is great. On the inedible side, it's been a bit quiet. A couple of grey sharks down there. A couple of lucky guys have hooked some nice blackfin. A couple landed, a couple lost. We all know how to go with blackfin. A couple of guys are waiting for the blue rays to arrive, which should be hopefully next few days. As long as the water keeps cooling down, the blue rays will arrive. Also in the mix have been some diamonds. So rock and surf angling has been going quite well the last few weeks. On the ski boat side, some lovely cooter. Saw some pictures of sailfish, saw some pictures of snook, bonnies, some big bonnies as well, 1-2 tunny around. So the lure and live baiting on the ski boat side has been going very well. The guys fishing bottoms, as always, this time of year, good couple of heelback and doggers around, rock cod, slingers, all those things. On the shallow reefs, the guys have been getting some mixed bags as well. So it's not just the deep reefs that have been operated. The bay, grunter in the bay have been around, not a lot. They have slowed down a bit. There have been 1-2 garrick in the bay as well. A couple of kingies. The bay has been a little bit on the quiet side, not firing like it was a week before. But yeah, always worth it to go have 1-2 throws in the bay there. Guys, have a good one. Enjoy.
Well, good evening, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing over the last week. Guys, there's been some really, really, really good rock cod coming out, especially on the bluff side of the bluff ledges, along with the half cob, and quite a few beck starting to come out. Now, these are mainly out of the deeper reefs on the deep break 55 fathom area. Still quite a few garrick around on the Durban Harbour side and on the whole harbour entrance area and Blue Lagoon. Couple of snook were caught during the week, but still no real fireworks happening there. But yeah, guys, definitely the hillbeck is starting to arrive now. So if you guys want to go out looking for them, they are there. So guys, tight lines, good luck, and speak to you all later.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. Well, it looks as though Durban is certainly the place to be. Absolutely phenomenal fishing happening right now, especially on that edible side. And 7 kilo grunter, 5 kilos kingfish. Guys, that is some great action off the harbor, as well as that keelback. Well, enough said by Brad and Mike over there. Guys, now moving up to the North Coast. We are with Jesse, who's got an absolutely fantastic report. Firstly, he's on leave, and he still managed to bring through this report, where he is knocking in about 30 bass a day. And he's also got a great report as to fishing for that scratching species that seems to be the flavor of the week in his area. Guys, I'm going to leave it to Jesse. Here he is with this week's fishing report.
Morning, guys. Hope everybody's doing all right. doing a bit of fishing myself. I'm on leave for a week, so I've been fishing every single day, catching quite a few bass, quite a few tilapia, just having some fun. And then I'll be going away this weekend again and hopefully sharing some pictures of some really decent sized fish with you guys. The areas where I've been fishing are not known for big fish, but I've been going and catching between 30 and 40 bass in a session, and having a heck of a lot of fun on light tackle, ultra light stuff, anything between 5 and 10 pound braid, throwing little Ned rigs and drop shots and stuff like that. As I said in the previous report, it is the time of year when there's a lot of small fish in the shallows and they are feeding on absolutely anything, but I find that they are feeding on slightly smaller bait. So whatever you've got, downsize. If it's a little jerk bait, downsize. You know, you want to fish with the 80 or 90 mil jerk bait instead of 110 mil or something similar. Little drop shots, I've been throwing in the reaction range of plastics. There's little float, the floating range, you'll get the little craws, which are essentially a little Ned rig style bait. Been throwing some floating worms on the drop shot rig. Works really, really well. And because the water is a little bit cleaner, you can either go two options here, two routes. You can either fish something very natural, like a watermelon red, green pumpkin, or you could go complete opposite and fish black. Black is a very good color because it doesn't have a very big presence in the water like white. What happens is with your white baits, they tend to have a glow, a sheen around them, and they always present themselves as a bait that looks about 30 to 40% bigger than what they actually are. So that's why white is generally known as a very good bait for nighttime fishing or dirty water fishing, extremely stained or muddy water, because it really makes a presence for itself. But black is the opposite. It you can have a 3-inch black lure and it will look small in the water. So for very clean water finesse presentations, black is actually one of the more underrated colors that you can get. I've been doing quite well on that. So yeah, that's just an update from my side. If anybody wants to go bass fishing, you can come to the Belita or the Salt Rock branch and have a chat. I can give you guys some pointers, and you can go out there and have a heck of a lot of fun, especially with the youngsters. As far as the saltwater fishing is concerned, I haven't been in the shops, so I haven't heard a heck of a lot from the guys, but I have been scrolling through Facebook and Instagram. As most of you guys know, I do have a Belita Kingfisher and Salt Rock Kingfisher Instagram page. And I follow quite a few of you guys, and what I do is I just check what catches are coming out, and I scroll through the feeds and I check it out. And I see some of you guys are doing quite well. I've seen a lot of garrick still. There seem to be plenty of garrick around. The shad seem to have come on the bite a little bit better now. And then a lot of your smaller edibles. I've seen a lot of stone bream, some decent sized stone bream, zebras or the five fingers. Just general scratching species. And I think the main reason why that is we haven't had the greatest of weather. We've had quite a bit of wind. As you guys know, the windy season in KZN is normally August. But what happens now over the last couple of years, I've seen a trend where the windy season is actually exaggerated. It's extended quite a bit. So we normally start in August, the first week of August, more or less. We are now starting sometimes in July, the end of July, and that windy season has been lasting a heck of a long time. So we go into September, deep into September with the wind, and it's normally a mixture of the morning offshore winds that we get in winter, which is a northwest wind, which is commonly known as a berg wind. And that's why you'll see that the surf picks up quite badly in the mornings in winter. Because you've got that offshore wind combating the waves, and it picks them up, get a lot of those standing waves. That's why winter is commonly known as a good surfing time of the year. So you've got that in the morning, and then during the day, whether you've got a westerly wind or a northeast, it's normally very strong. is a lot of changing temperatures, and that is essentially what causes wind, is wind traveling from a high pressure zone to a low pressure zone, and with the changing temperatures, that is what causes that. So it does stabilize as we move into summer, but the windy period will be on for quite a long time. You guys can expect windy conditions all the way through to the end of September, really. And when it is like this, what happens is you don't have an option of putting out a big bait a lot of the time, because the current is too strong, the wind is too strong, your lines get blown all over the place. You could be using a 6, 7, 8 ounce sinker, and it could be just getting washed out because the current is too strong or the wind is too strong. So what happens a lot of the time is people want to get down there because it is one of the best times of the year for edibles. When I say edibles, stumpies, your brusher, bronze bream, blacktail, all of your winter species, and you don't want to give that up. You want to go down there and you want to fish. So one of the things that I personally do, and that a lot of other guys can do, is look for an area that's fairly protected by the wind. The westerly wind is probably the one that scares away most of the people, because when it comes through hard. Northeast will blow at 10 to 15 knots, but a lot of the westerlies that come through in winter are between 20 and 35 knots. And that makes things really unfishable unless you're in the right location. So what you're going to have to do is head down to an area that's protected. So obviously you want to head down to a little bluff or a cove, a gully that's protected by a steep embankment or sand dunes, and then go and fish in there for your edibles. You might need to use slightly heavier tackle if you haven't got the right light tackle. And when I say the right light tackle, I use my Excello 10'6" with my BG 4000. I fish very light line because it doesn't catch the wind or the current as much. So anything down to 15 pound. And then what you want to do is fish a fairly significant leader. It needs to be substantial. It needs to be substantial enough not to get caught on the rocks, because you are targeting these fish in the rocks. So normally what I do is I fish my 15 to 20 pound mainline, and then I'll fish a 40, even 50 pound sometimes leader. If there are a lot of brusher around, I'll fish that just before the trace. You might need to go up on the size of your sinker to keep it planted, but if you can't go up on the size of your sinker because you're overloading your rod, what I do is I'll fish a nylon grapnel. And so the 10'6" Exceller is unbelievably capable. I've used it to catch grey sharks and diamond skates before. I can pull as hard as I want. It really is a strong rod. But that doesn't mean anything if you're going to be fishing with a massive sinker for small fish, and then it just makes fishing unpleasant. So what I do is, instead of going up from my 2 and 3 ounce sinker through to my, let's say, 4 or 5 ounce sinker and having an unpleasant experience, what I do is I'll fish a 2 or 3 ounce nylon grapnel. And what that does, it just gives you a little bit more resistance to your trace dragging, and you're still not overloading the rod. You're still enjoying the fight because the fish isn't fighting the sinker, it's fighting you. And you can still wind it up quite quickly on a light reel with a light line, and not worrying about getting it sinking too fast and going into the bricks and letting you have to snap your trace off. So yeah, that's just a little bit of a pointer for that. And you can go and catch bronze bream in the windy conditions. They love a westerly wind. The water cleans up, it churns up all of the nutrients. There's a lot for them to eat. So you can still go out there and do that, which is quite pleasant. And that is really what the guys have been catching in the last week. All of those species doing the same thing that I've been talking about now. The guys a little bit further north are having the same winds we're having, and they are catching one or two sharks on the heavier tackle, one or two flatfish, but it's still quite quiet on that front. A lot of milkies and spinners, from what I can understand, up north in the Richards Bay side down. I heard of a couple of cob coming out in the decent weather when it was fishable and the guys could get out over the banks and all of that. And that's all the Tugela, Siola side. Tinley Manor, the guys are still catching a couple of kingies. And then further down to Westbrook, a lot of smaller edibles coming out. And then if we take a look out on the boats, there's been very, very few days that the guys have actually managed to go out there. But it's, I wouldn't say it's a terrible thing, because there isn't a heck of a lot happening out there as far as your pelagics or your game fish go. I've seen one or two snook, and that is about it. I did see one tuna, a decent-sized tuna, but that's about it. What the guys are really doing is they're getting out there early in the morning, and they're going for Hilbeck, Darga, Cracker, Yellowtail. And that is the one thing that I can say has been excellent this year so far, this season, mainly at the start of winter. But it hasn't slowed down. In fact, it's getting even better. If you look at all the charter boats and the commercial boats, what they're catching, it's just bigger bottom fishing. Bottom fish, which is quite nice to see, because we didn't have a run this good in a very long time. So yeah, that's about it. I think that's about it, guys. We, like I said, we've had a bit of a rough one with the weather. It's going to be like this going forward. All you got to do is get out there and try. Watch Wind Guru, watch Windy. All of the apps will help you find a nice gap in the weather. And if you can get out to fish, the fish do feed in the wind. It's just us that don't like to fish in the wind and in the poor conditions. But if you can get out there, guys, give it a shot. You'll be surprised what fish you can actually catch in the wind. So yeah, have a good one, guys. Let us know what happens next week. Thanks so much.
Jesse, that is an absolutely amazing report. Thank you so much for that. Thank you so much for sharing that content with the bass and light tackle fishing. It is truly incredible. Every week I'm learning something more from you, and I love it. Absolutely love it. I totally look forward to your reports coming through. It is truly mind-blowing stuff. Guys, that is Jesse from the Kingfisher, Salt Rock, and Bolito. If you want more of that information, go and check him out. And, you know, the rest of the Kingfisher guys are willing to offer you the same advice as well. So that rounds off Bolito and Salt Rock. Now moving up to Imtenzini Banks, where I don't really have a report from Nick because I couldn't get through to him. I trust he's going to be well, and we will hear from him next week. As for Richards Bay and St. Lucia, well, guys, I can't tell you, on your offshore side, tuna, garrick, and queenfish. That's been coming out all week. That garrick is still coming out nice and thick, so respect that bag and size limits. As for your rock and surf side, well, there has been some cob, mainly at night, and there's been a few shad that's been reported as well. So, guys, that rounds off our saltwater report. Now moving on to the freshwater, where we are with Jan with a great report of what's been going on. Well, he's talking about getting some rain boots on because, you know what, the heat wave is coming through, and there has been a bit of slow fishing on that stillwater side, but the Tops Trophy Challenge definitely produced the goods. Jan is going to tell us more about it. Guys, here is Jan from the Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hey there, guys. I think it's safe now to say that with this week's heat wave, we are now comfortably on the way to spring and summer. While the warm weather is great after the dry cold of winter, the dry is now unfortunately working against us as water levels are dropping fast. Previous reports indicated that there was good water still around after the late rains and good snows. But with the 1st of September a mere week away now, I managed to get a look firsthand at the Bushman's River this last weekend. The river is low and crystal clear. Pretty sure that I could count the pebbles on the bottom of the river from the top of the berg. There is no running water on top, with only remnant patches here and there of ice still in the shadows of the south-facing slopes. So, from hoping for the return of warmer weather, it's now time to don your gumboots and start rain dancing, chaps. On the stillwater side, just a few returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers that braved it out in the somewhat windy conditions of last weekend. Getting out there, no matter the conditions, ensures that you have a better chance of getting something on the end of your line compared to those that have opted to stay at home. There was a good range of fish reported, starting from some of the earlier stockings that are now making a show. Fish that are now in the 9 to 11 inch, that is 23 to 28 centimeter range. Good to see these fish coming through strong already. Solid numbers of fish in the 11 to 15 inch, that is 28 to 38 centimeter bracket, with the biggest fish reported coming in the 17 to 19 inch, that is 43 to 48 centimeter, and 19 to 21 inch, 48 to 53 centimeter classes. Word from the anglers is that some of the larger patterns are still producing. Most success, in fact, was with the smaller patterns, a flashback PTN being very high on the list. Last weekend saw the finals of the Tops Corporate Trophy Challenge, with 15 teams of anglers flogging the waters around Nottingham Road. That same frontal system from last weekend passing over on day one, saw that 162 fish came to the net. And after the rod pressure of day one, making the fish a little shy, just a further 60 fish coming to hand in total on day two. Of these 220 plus fish, there were 10 fish recorded at or over the 60 centimeter or 23 inch trophy yardstick. Local team, the Notties Football Club, which has nothing to do with football, I might add, took first place with members Grevin Price taking the honours for top angler with 16 fish over the 2 days, and Bryce Euster bringing home the largest fish in the finals of 61 centimetres, which was incidentally tied by Amy Fisser from the ladies' team Stranger Dangers, who romped in at third place. No doubt there were a few male egos put to shame that weekend. But congrats to all, and see you guys all back here next year. This weekend sees the annual Bass Classic taking place on Albert Falls Dam. With anglers out in practice, reports have been scarce as they try and get a handle on what the fish are doing and eating. There is a bit of weather forecast for the weekend, a somewhat falling barometric pressure and some high winds, which is going to make fishing interesting, quote unquote. Word is that there are some 150 boats registered for the event. We wish all anglers tight lines and look forward to reporting next week. For the Albert's Bank anglers, there have been reports of anglers being accosted and relieved of their tackle. So guys, keep an eye out on your surrounds and stay safe out there. The scaly fishing is picking up and some good numbers of fish were reported from the Umkomaas River beat of the Natal Fly Fishers Club. Mainly smaller fish in the 7 to 11 inch, that is 18 to 28 centimeter bracket, with a few fish showing up in the 11 to 13 inch, that is 28 to 33 centimeter bracket. So no monsters just yet. But water temperatures are on the rise in these lower reaches and the fish are starting to move into the shallows. Tadpole and small nymph patterns seem to be the name of the game so far. For example, jig buggers, hotspot PTNs, neon tag nymphs and perdigons, just to name a few. As we move closer to September, things should only get better. If you are keen to tackle the elusive Natal scaly and get that bend in your stick with the aptly named freshwater bonefish, check out the scaly clinic being offered by the Natal Fly Fishers Club. Dates are for the weekend of 8th to the 10th of September, and while bookings have just opened, places are filling fast for this very popular event. Details can be found on the NFFC Facebook page, or pop into the shop and come and chat to me. So guys, tight lines to all, and do stop in at the Kingfisher Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice.
Thank you, Jan. Can you believe we are literally a week away from that river season? I cannot believe how time has flown past. As for that Spar Tops Trophy Challenge, well done to Amy. Yes, you definitely would have had those guys' eyebrows raised to wonder, wow, what a catch. Guys, it is Albert Falls. It is happening this weekend. I am heading out there. I am super excited. Like Jan said, 150 boats participating. We definitely will see some big fish. They did keep their cards close, and I'm sure for good reason. There is a lot of money involved in this game. So, yeah, we are super eager to be part of it and seeing what's going on. Jan, thank you so much for such a great report. Guys, if you want to see these catches Jan is talking about, well, check out our YouTube channel. They are all laid out there for you. So guys, that rounds off our KZN fishing report for this week. It has been a great week so far. It is going to be a very interesting weekend, but like our boy said, you know what? It's on the fish still feed in the wind. It's only us that do not want to fish in the wind. So get out there and do some fishing. You may be rewarded. And when you do, please send us those images and we will give you those bragging rights you deserve. Guys, for Angler News South Africa, I am Vanessa Green. Until next week, always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect your bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, a special thanks to our sponsors, the Kingfisher. None of this could be possible without them or the expert correspondents from their stores. So always remember to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by The Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.